In college football, the focus is often on bowls, titles, and the generation of revenue. But as Dave Grunebaum reports, there's a team in New Jersey that could claim victory before it played a single game.
Louis, 192-1. Louis, 192-1. Ready?
When the North Jersey Spartans huddle up in practice, they look like a lot of college football teams. But the Spartans are a club team made up of players who attend various schools.
Next play, next play, next play.
The team practices at a county park without a locker room, yard markers, or even goalposts. And the story behind the players off the field is even more unusual.
There's a bottle.
20-year-old defensive lineman Justin Sessoms is 6'2", 275 pounds. Every day he sees his 1-year-old daughter, Jasmine.
My daughter, I could just sum it up easily. My daughter means the world to me.
He lives with his mother and 8-year-old cousin in a small apartment above a hair salon in the town of Irvington.
Yes, there is a lot of gang violence in this community.
In fact, Sessoms almost got initiated into the Blood Street Gang just a few months ago.
I was testing the water to see what it was about. Basically, like doing the wrong things, like smoking, drinking, fighting, all that other stuff.
But then his old high school football coach, Kevin Moss, came around.
Well, he was basically telling me that being in the gang will lead to one of two things, death, life in prison.
Since his freshman year in high school, Sessoms has looked up to Moss. The coach became an even bigger mentor after Sessoms' father died 4 years ago.
Anytime I needed to have a conversation with anybody or anything, he was always the one there for me as a male.
With Sessoms on the verge of becoming a Blood, Moss had a conversation with him. Over cheeseburgers, Moss talked about a new collegiate football club he was starting, the North Jersey Spartans. And if Sessoms wanted to play, he had to turn away from the gang and go back to school.
He actually did save my life, because if it wasn't for him sitting down and have a conversation with me and telling me about the football and trying to get me back in school and getting my life back on track, I'd probably, at this moment right now, I'd probably been in the gang.
Instead, Sessoms is a student at Essex County College in Newark with plans to become an accountant.
280 Raider, down. Let's go.
Coach Kevin Moss is 29 and works as a graphic designer. Moss's mother, a preschool teacher, encouraged him to go to college. Moss graduated, but he knew from growing up in Irvington that many kids in this community and neighboring ones do not get that same push.
They have a job at McDonald's or Burger King or something like that, or a mom and pop shop, and that's all they know. They don't have the actual tools or skill set to actually take them further in life.
And far worse, Moss says 5 high school players he used to coach ended up dead from gang violence. Moss felt he could make a difference by convincing young men to stay off the streets.
We said, hey, look, if we put football out there as that carrot for these kids, you know, would that drive them to go back to school?
Moss was passionate enough about this goal to pitch in $7,000 to get the team going this fall. The Spartans have 35 players from several different colleges in northern New Jersey. They compete against other collegiate club teams, including Clarkson and Eastern Connecticut State.
I was swatting. Getting ready for war.
Wide receiver Reggie West is 20 years old and lives in Irvington with his mother, older brother, 18-year-old sister, and her 1-year-old son. West works as a security guard at an apartment complex 5 nights a week on an 8-hour shift that starts at midnight.
I have to work the overnight job because I got to make money to feed me and my family.
West had not decided if he was going to enroll in Essex County College until a conversation with Coach Moss closed the deal, because returning to school, then he could return to the football field.
Makes a big difference. Football is the motivation to keep me in school, keep me pushing in life.
If I would know that this team was a success, when I see these men raising their families, owning their own homes, having careers, not jobs at, you know, the corner store and things like that, but they'll be educators, they'll be police officers, you know, they'll be judges, lawyers, things like that.
West and Sessoms plan on hitting the books in the offseason and hitting the field next fall. For Only a Game, I'm Dave Grunebaum.